Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace. Reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, May the 22nd of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about the rules of the game. Now, the title of the message is Why You Can't See Yourself. So we're leading up to the series that I'll be doing at the end of this year on June the 1st. We'll start the new series on genetic editing or gene editing or nucleotide editing. We're going to be breaking down how you should be controlling and editing your genes instead of somebody else. Right now, as we speak, contrary to popular belief, each one of us has this power, this ability, but we do not understand the rules of the game. So now it is time, my brothers and sisters, for us to really, really, really think about how we can't see ourselves. Now, what does that mean? Well, there is a standard operating procedure. It's an SOP. You have one. It was inside of you. It's inside of you right now. It's inside of your DNA. Now, I call it your life or the life-sustaining pattern. And most of us can't see that pattern. We cannot see what's sustaining our life. We do not see the value or the worth inside of our lives, but there is a damn good reason why. And so without understanding this piece of the puzzle, a lot of people will have some serious issues with themselves or with their loved ones. I was talking to my daughter a few minutes ago earlier today, and we were talking about my granddaughter, and we was going over some of these same constructs or ideals. Talk about the rules of the game. It's very important because life is a game. And so the rules of the game are not taught. These are rules that must be picked up esoterically, or they must be picked up, you know, by osmosis. They must be picked up. The only way you can understand the rules of the game is that somebody that is what I call a grid grail engineer can assist you with understanding the Holy Grail and the Holy Grid, which is what I have inside of the life management system that I just miraculously stumbled across the way I do everything. I just started doing Dear Kinnear reports. I had no idea about any the round table or the wheel of life, the wheel of time, medicine wheels, or any other the current tools that the architect of this dimension has hidden. So today we want to talk about unlocking the hidden tools in order for you to better understand who you are and how you are designed to relate to this planet. See, the human body is made up of seven chakras, which are energized independently, and they are activated independently. Now, these seven chakras, again, without getting into some of the stuff that we're going to be teaching and I'll be sharing later on, is how we activate the law of 12. Now, the seven chakras and the seven keys are, or there are seven keys of consciousness, which are the seven keys or the seven laws of the humanic, the hermeneutic text, if you will. This all helps you to understand that we are an electromagnetic being that produces an electromagnetic field, but we can't see that. So since everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice have this power, for lack of a better word, now this power is lying dormant inside of us because we can't see it. And there is a reason why you cannot unlock, many of us, we cannot unlock because we don't have the key that we talked about yesterday, and the key is your chi. And your chi is this, I'm going to use the word mysterious force, that is connected with the electromagnetic fields of the earth and the Schumann resonance of the earth that we call dragon lines, dream lines, or ley lines. Now, the reason that you can't see this is because we've brought into what has been promoted, like the word revelation or the word apocalypse or the word demon or the word evil or the word death or the word die. All of these words are actually benevolent terms, but they have been given non-benevolent meaning. Meaning, the word apocalypse actually means unveiling. The word esoteric means hidden. So today we want to talk about something that's hidden from you. What's hidden from you is you. See, one of the things that I have the grace, the luxury, the privilege, and the honor is talking to people every day about themselves, which is understanding that as a keeper of the secrets of the relationships between heaven and earth, it's important for me to really help you understand that you are an energy engineer. As an energy engineer, the energy that you should be engineering is your own. But unfortunately, there's energy outside of you that demands your engineering skills. And you are engineering the energy that is outside of you instead of engineering the energy that is, that's inside of you. All of us have been tricked or duped into going outside of ourselves to look for what we already have inside of ourselves. And so we spend all of our time addressing issues outside of ourselves that has nothing to do with what's going on inside of ourselves. So we can never get to the point of really addressing and engineering ourselves. We're doing what the Bible says, and it says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The word salvation is another word for ascension, and that is the ability to go from being in this physical body to activating our light body and becoming a single standing column of waveform energy. And the way that we do that is by understanding the telepathic mental grid. Now, I'll be breaking that down later on in the year, but I need you to understand that you are a telepathic engineer. There is a telepathic mental grid, spiritual and mental, same thing. So you have this telepathic mental capacity to understand the physical, the etheric, and the vortex grid. But the problem is we have not been taught. Well, let me rephrase that. I was not taught. Now, other people may have been taught, but I know I wasn't. Nobody taught me anything about understanding this electromagnetic grid and how to engineer my thoughts telepathically. And now, in the movie The West World, old girl was demonstrating the telepathic engineering of the mental grid to affect and to control lesser physical or etheric grid beings. Now, there is a physical grid of a electrical light. There is a, let's say, etheric grid of magnetic light. You are an electrical and magnetic being. So the rules of the game that have not been taught to us, they are affecting us. And the rules of the game is that each and every one of us has this potential to use our mental telepathy to do what they call phase conjugation, not congregation, which is the ability to take the electrical origins of your perception and the magnetic core that's inside of your DNA and form and become a single standing column of waveform energy. But what does that mean in English? That means that your verbal commands must be replaced by mental commands. That means instead of listening to things outside of you, you have to listen to things inside of you. That's the one of the first rules of the game. And then you start constructing or building the esoteric Tower of Babel. You tear down the Tower of Babel, confusion. Because right now you are entertaining. Now remember, today we're talking about how come you can't see that you are an electrical grid engineer. And your job is to understand how to put yourself in order so that way you are oscillating and vibrating on a high electrical and magnetic level. Well, you can't see that you have this capacity. So you can't see. So if you can't see it, you can't be it. So the inability to see yourself is preventing you from being yourself. So how come we can't see ourselves? The reason that we can't see ourselves is because we are too busy seeing someone else. Now, this is extremely important. So I need to speak slowly today because what's going on is the inability to see. So what should we see? Well, I've given everybody their wheel of time. It's called a Diakonia Life Optimization Circle. Inside of the Life Optimization Circle, which we're going to be breaking down even further to assist everybody with this ability to under, over, and understanding, so that way the dominant culture that is gaslighting you will no longer affect you. We talked about yesterday or day before yesterday, how we are all suffering from overexposure. And so we have been desensitized to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. And we've fallen in love with our coping mechanism. And so now we cope with poverty. We cope with ignorance. We cope with disease. And we cope with bad relationships. We just accept that as the norm. We are no longer trying to have good relationships. We're not even shooting for our wealth. We're not even shooting for health. We just accept. I know people that have accepted their illnesses. They just accept it, that they're going to live because a guy in a white jacket has the RX on his jacket, which is the code for the dark engineers. There are dark energy grail engineers. They are engineering the dark side. If anybody with a white jacket with the RX that is pushing former chaos, sorcery, the revelation says that the great men in the last days will push sorcery. That's how they control the whole world. So I know people who believe them over God. And they will take what the sorcerer says over what the word of God says. I'm dumbfounded. But they are an authority figure because they got a term of endearment attached to their name called doctor, reverend, bishop, or master teacher. Now, again, I'm pretty sharp, but if I was you, I wouldn't believe a word I'm saying today. I would look it up because that's what I'm going to do with everything that I say, with everything that anybody else says to me. So you can't see yourself because you're too busy looking at someone else. But that's not the real reason why you can't see yourself. That's one of the reasons why you can't see yourself. Now, remember, if you can't see yourself, then you will not become a single standing column of waveform energy. You will not be able to ascend, so to speak. You will not be saved because you're not a light being. So you got to transfigure yourself on the Mount of Olives, just like Yahushua did. He said he's the firstborn of many brothers. In fact, Yahushua said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. Why? Because I'm seated at the right hand of the Father, and I'm forever making intercessions for you. So I've come to understand that what we desire and what we look forward to aren't always the same thing. People want what they don't want. You ever go somewhere, get there, and then don't want to be there? You ever go to a restaurant, order something, get your order, taste the food, and don't like the order? You ever set a goal for yourself, reach the goal, and disappointed? How do we get to the place where we can be disappointed in our goals? See, our goals are not our goals. They were given to us by the programmers. You cannot see yourself because of you've programmed yourself. So the ego is the false you that prevents you from seeing the real you. Now, the ego is your flesh. Now, I'm saying the same thing that the Bible says, but the Bible says it in a different way. The Bible talks about, I read an entire book, and inside of my book, entitled I Am Too Human, I break down what it says in the Bible. And again, I like the Bible because most of us are, you know, Bible thumpers or retired thumpers. So we like scriptures. Y'all know y'all like them scriptures. Bible says in the book of Romans, I'm paraphrasing, you might want to look it up for yourself. It says the flesh wars against the spirit wars against the flesh, and the two are contrary to one another. So your flesh blinds you from your spirit, and your spirit destroys your flesh. That's the problem. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, now this is a religious term. We're going to break it down scientifically in a second. Religiously, everybody has flesh. You can't see your spirit because you're too busy looking at your flesh. Now, let's keep it real, shall we? If you can't see, you can't be. Now, later on in the year, we're going to be breaking down the dragon lines. I'm going to break down for you geomancy. Now, geomancy is spelled, G-E-O, and then the word mancy, M-A-N-C-Y. Now, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have this inside of your Dear Canary report. It's called your life optimization circle. It is called, again, the art of placing or arranging things in a particular way. It's also called the divination for configuration. Yeah, wrap your brain around that one. It also comes from a Greek word. So geomancy is a Greek word that means earth divination. It is the method of interpreting patterns. Why? Patterns of power. So you have a pattern, but you can't see your pattern because you got another pattern that is overlaying that pattern. So you can't see what you can be. So, Brother Will, what are you saying? Everybody's born with two wolves. The one that manifests is the one that you feed. I'm recommending that you feed the wolf called life-sustaining pattern, or what Jesus called life, Zoe and Zoao, Z-O-E and Z-O-A. That's what the life management system is about. Now, there is a flesh management system that the dark lords are promoting. I'm not promoting that system. So the dark lord, which is Baal, which is what the word lord means in the ancient text, Baal, they uses the electromagnetic currency to keep you trapped. How do they do it, though? They do it through all of the psychological techniques. So they are energy grid masters. They are controlling your chi or your prana. Remember I said that your chi is your key. And your key is your chi. So you cannot, it's impossible to understand what I'm saying without understanding that the dominant culture, this harmonious arrangement, has designed certain narcissistic attributes and characteristics, if you will, that allows you to stay in a box where you cannot see how to get out. Now, there's a plethora of different ways by which this is being done, but it all has to do with mental manipulation and emotional abuse. And you will find that you will not be able to see your true God-given self. Why? Well, one of the things that really sets off for me when I got into psychology, the thing that really blew me away was the spirit of expectation. Because if you are raised in an extreme poverty like I was, and if you are raised in an extreme affluent neighborhood, you both suffer from the same issue. I thought that was interesting that poverty and wealth, although they are two sides of the same coin, they produce the same effect. People who are extremely poor, they grow up with a mindset that somebody needs to pay me. I've suffered enough. I need to get paid with my money. They don't want to do nothing. They got a spirit of expectation. They just expect everything to be given to them for free. Why? Well, this is what I thought. Hell, I already paid. I got beat as a kid. Somebody needs to pay me. Who's going to pay me for my abuse? That's what I thought. And then people who are very affluent, they are used to this affluency, and they don't get it. Oh, man, they got a problem. So they are used to this giving or receiving or being maintained at a high level. If the maintenance stops, oh, we got a problem, boo-boo. It's interesting that if you are affluent or if you are homeless, poverty, you got the same mental disposition. Now, if that doesn't rattle your cage, I don't know what else to tell you. Why you can't see yourself? Something is blocking you from seeing you. Well, we already talked about the number one thing that is blocking you from seeing you is outside demonstration. So let's go to the three things that, which I've already explained, but let's break them down. Let's go back to number one. So right now, what's going on in your life is chaos. Now, it may be, notice it's outside of you. Notice what's going on ain't got nothing to do with you. But why does it have your attention? Because it's probably a loved one. It's probably a friend. It's probably somebody that gaslighted you back in the day. Now, let me make sure you understand how loosening fire works. Let me make sure you understand. Now, remember, we're talking about the rules of the game. These are the rules of the game. Now, we're going to break it down. But this is what preventing you from even getting on the you know, when I played football, there was guys on the team that they never played in one game. They was on the team that we called them practice dummies. They were the guys that the starters beat up on in practice. They were on the team, but they didn't know. See, they thought they was really on the team to play. They didn't know that they wasn't on the team to play. They was on the team so that the team could beat them up in practice to sharpen their skills. These were called practice dummies. I hope you're not a practice dummy in the game of life. See, the practice dummies, they don't really understand the hidden rules. Now, everybody knows that there's rules that's printed on paper. Everybody got those rules. But I'm talking about the hidden rules that's not on paper today. This is called esoteric. Now, when I say ley line, a ley line is cracks in the earth where the magna from the core of the earth, at the core of the earth is some unknown force that scientists can't figure out. All they know is it produces unlimited electricity and magnetism. Just the name, ley lines. Dragon lines are what the Native Americans call dream lines. Now, I need you to understand, because you connected to those, see, but you don't know it yet. So I need to tell you the hidden rules of the game that the dominant culture knows that you don't. So every major monument on earth is on top of a ley line to harness the energy. Every football stadium in America is built on a ley line. Why? Washington, D.C. is built on a ley line. Why? Ley lines are the earth's tectonic plates. This is a scientific fact. You can look it up. Just go to Google and type in tectonic plates. There's cracks in the earth that are called tectonic plates. These cracks release unlimited magnetic energy and electric energy. See, Nikola Tesla knew this. He put a light bulb in the ground on a ley line and poof, it lit up. Strangest things since sliced bread. Now, see, your blood connects you naturally with a luminous strand. But you know, the powers that be, they're not gonna tell you about the planetary grid. They're not gonna tell you about the grail grid, homie. That's why you can't see what you should be, because your primary light, your energy, your source of everything that animates you. Remember, if you don't understand your chi, you do not have your key. Your chi is your key, and the key is the chi. Every race and every culture dating all the way back to the beginning of times understood ley lines. Except this generation. All the shamans, all the curanderos, they all know ley lines. They understand the electromagnetic energy of the lines, because that's how they contact the spirits or the spirit realm. Now remember, the only reason you don't know this is that something outside of you got your attention. Number one, how come you don't know what I'm getting ready to share with you? Now remember, I'm just talking, this is the introduction to a pay-per-view series that starts on June the 1st. So June the 1st, we're going to break down genetic engineering. So what everybody's doing with machines, you can do with your brain. I've already did it. Now, in the movie Westworld, I've asked everybody, in the movie, in the miniseries, HBO miniseries, if you're not watching the HBO miniseries Westworld, you're doing yourself a spiritual disservice. In the movie Westworld, all of the people that are not people, they're clones. They're genetically engineered. The people who are the programmers, again, they built the people, but they look exactly like people. So you can't tell the clones from the Nephilim, the Anunnaki, those who from Earth who came down. Doesn't that sound, is that like it was said in Genesis 6:4? I'm just saying. And then in the movie Westworld, the clones figure out a way, some kind of way, to break the program, as I talked about on yesterday's show. And the clones start fighting against the cloners, the programmers, the Nephilim. What's going on today? So in the series Westworld, if you really watch it, it'll blow your cookies and curl your toes. You see, in the movie Westworld, it's all about death. Now, on Earth, I don't know, have y'all, like, look at the number of people, lives that have been lost with all the wars that have been fought on this planet? Now, the reason I'm bringing all of that up, because right now there's a war that's been fighting, that's being fought on your planet. It is distracting you from being you. It's keeping you from being you. Now, remember, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Your enemy is not the person in your house. Your enemy is not your wife. It's not your husband. It's not your neighbor. It's not the Reverend Dr. Bishop. It's not Master Teacher 33. I'm not your enemy, boo-boo. The enemy is the ruling disposition. That's what you got to address. See, there is a ruling disposition that is getting its chi and its prana from something and someone, and you have not addressed that entity that's in your room. It might be in your house. See, that ruling disposition is acting out. I think that's the term that we like to call it now, acting out. So we have this outside demonstration. Emphasis on the word demon. Administration. So the demons, they need bodies by which to administer their form of cray-cray. And they're looking, now anybody will do, but primarily they prefer old blood, positive or negative. Either one, those are fit extensions. They just allow them to walk in, do what they got to do. They don't have to do too much fixing up. If you got old blood, that's the original blood. It's got magic in there. So they can activate it a lot easier. So they like somebody like me, they got A blood, yeah, not so much. They can use me as last resort. But if you got O blood, oh, boo-boo, you on the list. So the ruling dispositions are making sure that you're paying attention. Because remember, attention is not free. You got to pay for it. How do you pay for it? Energy. Notice where all your energy is going, or the demand. Is there a demand on your energy to place it outside of you? Are you putting out fires somewhere? Are you dealing with some issues with somebody else? A client that has, you know, some issues going on with, like, taking care of, I want to say, 1, 2, 3, and now 4 now, loved ones. That has nothing to do with, you know, getting paid. It's just, you know, family members that are going through some issues and they need assistance. So I asked the client to do an energy journal, as I've asked everybody that's a part of the life management system to do an energy journal for one day. Just write down where you put your energy. Brushing teeth takes energy, write it down. Comb your hair, write it down. Getting in your car, write it down. Drive to work, write it down. At work, write it down. Took a break, write it down. Restroom, write it down. Write down how you spend your energy for one day. You will uncover the devil. Now, he's going to be in the form of probably somebody that you hold in high esteem. But the question is, do they hold you in that same esteem? Remember, according to the law of equivalent exchange, the energy displaced must always be replaced. Somebody should write that down. The energy that you displace must be replaced, because energy can't be created or destroyed. It's just transferred. It exchanged hands. But right now you're putting energy into something that they ain't putting energy into you, boo-boo. Then make sure you understand. Now, I can't talk about stuff that I, you know, have not done. I don't talk about shit since I read off a book. I just talk about real life. And so this was the enemy. Every time I start doing good financially, then all of a sudden something comes up that needs my attention. Now, me, back in the day, you know, I was Captain Saberblank. You know, I just put on my cape, da-da-da-da-da, and I ride in on my white horse, and I would save the day. Yeah. I put 2 slugs in the back of that fool's head, and I buried him in the backyard. So that version of me, yeah, he's gone. I recommend that you do the same thing with that version of you. You know, the kind, care, loving one. You know, you want to help everybody. You want to, you know, you want to save the whales and hug the trees. You know, you want to go out and, you know, march in front of Planned Parenthood and, you know, you're down for every cause. Yeah, that person, yeah, you might want to bury him or her, because that's keeping you from seeing you. The only reason you can't be you, you're too busy being somebody else. You're too busy fulfilling somebody else's dream to fulfill your own destiny. Somebody should write that down. See, now, I know this because, you know, I'm 50 plus. I spent 40 years fulfilling somebody else's dream. Now, it's interesting because all the whole time I was selfish, egotistical, arrogant, cocky. I thought I was doing me. Come to find out, I was just somebody else's puppet. Because remember, if you refuse to deploy yourself, you will be employed by somebody else. Emphasis on the word imp. You will be employed or employed by somebody else unless you deploy yourself. That's why you can't see. The blind leading the blind. If a blind man employs you to do blind man things. Now, again, I didn't read about it in the book. I got personal. I got a plethora of experience. So, number one, the only reason that you can't be yourself is you're too busy being somebody else. You're too busy taking care of somebody else. You're too busy, you know, brown nosing, kissing the nunu of somebody else. Now, again, not you, but, you know, somebody that you know. So I know because of 50-plus years of experience of, you know, fulfilling somebody else's dream. I thought it was my dream. I wanted to be my dream because they was making money. So I figured if they make money, if I do what they do, I make money. I didn't attach to my God-given design. I didn't even know I had a niche. I didn't even know I had a purpose. I didn't even know how to activate the wheel of time. I was in time, but I didn't know how to control time. Do you know how to control time? Have you seen the movie of what's his name? Oh boy, that it's coming here in just a second. That controls time. What's his name? And did you see how he controlled time? Now, in that movie, what was it called? Bear with me. I know it's coming. Doctor Strange. Thank you. Holy Spirit is kind of slow today. In the movie Doctor Strange, I want y'all to watch that movie again. So in the movie Doctor Strange, now remember, they hired everything in the movie. All of the movies. I already told you guys about Marvel Comics with Thanos. Oh, man, we broke that down a couple of shows ago. In the movie Doctor Strange, he makes this cooker, this circle. And if you look at the, for example, if you go to Google, just type in Doctor Strange, click on images. There's a circle that has a box or an X. Now, I'm going to break all of this down. In the movie Black Panther, they put the X, he makes an X over the circle. The circle is the chest of his chest. And they put the X over their chest two times, and then they bring their hands down, and they say, Wakanda forever. X over the circle. Now, this is the hidden code that has not been taught to the general masses. In the movie Doctor Strange could control time. He could move it forward or backward with that wheel that he had in his hand. That was a circle. Go to Google, type in Doctor Strange, look at the circle. Look at the circle inside the circle, inside the circle, inside the circle. Then you really want to blow your cookies, just go to Google and type in spinning circle. Now, I need you to understand because this is the key to the kingdom. This is the understanding why your chi is not activated. Because your electronic or your electric magnetic grill or grid is not connected because you don't understand yourself. Now, remember, there's three things that we need to understand as to why you can't see. Number one was you're spending too much time outside of yourself. You are easily distracted by all of the shizness that are going on outside of yourself. So that way you can't be yourself. And you're so busy taking care of somebody else that you do not have time to observe the observer. And the enemy, again, that's the biggest one. Number one is really the only issue, the only concern is that the outside demonstration is overriding the inside revelation. And so you're spending so much time outside of yourself. Number two, the spirit of expectation. Now, the second reason why you can't see yourself is you're expecting something from outside of yourself. So if I go to the store to purchase something, let's say I want to feel, let's say, what does marijuana make you feel? I'm not a marijuana smoker, but I want to purchase a drug. Because I purchase people who do drugs, from what I understand. Now, again, I've never done drugs, so I don't know. But from what I understand, people said that drugs, they take drugs, because I ask my kids this, why y'all drink alcohol? I ask all my kids, you know, they love alcohol. I'm talking about love. They love alcohol. I ask them all the time, why y'all drink? They say, well, Dad, it makes us feel good, brother. Well, they don't say brother. They say Dad. They say, Dad, you know, it relaxes me, Dad, so I can party hardy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, why do you need something outside of you to control what's going on inside of you? Like, I'm on a natural high. Now, remember, this prevents you from seeing yourself. Most of my clients, when I reveal them to them, they can't see. They can't see themselves. Because, number one, they spend too much time outside of themselves. Outside demonstration overrides inside of revelation. And what's really interesting is the thing outside of himself has nothing to do with themselves. Remember, the enemy gets you, especially if you're a six, by getting you to care for somebody or something or some place that does not care for you. And then if he can't get you with that, he gets you with number two, spirit of expectation. So I need something to happen. I expect. Now remember, unrealistic expectation. This is how the enemy gets you. You can't see yourself if you got unrealistic expectations. Why? Your expectations of yourself is placed on someone else. Let me make sure you understand how the game. Now remember, these are the rules of the game. We didn't got to the good. This is the introduction for the 7-hour series that starts on June the 1st. So y'all set aside your pennies, $50. Part of the life management system, $25. And in there, we're going to break down, again, the hidden genetic code. Now, I've already told you what it was based upon what the movie Westworld, the movie Doctor Strange, the movie Black Panther, the movie Marvel comic. They all understand what I'm getting ready to share. And, again, it's a plethora of things, but primarily it has to do with the electromagnetic energy grid that we call dragon lines or ley lines. What, again, has to do with understanding that you need a new voice. You need to find your new voice. That's what they said in the movie Westworld. You need to understand and become a telepathic grid grail engineer. Another study for another time. We're going to break it down when we break down the genetic editing, how to edit your own genes. Change them. Now, remember, in the movie Westworld, they're all programmed. I did the show yesterday, how to go beyond your programming. Right now, just like in the movie Westworld, the programmers are controlling you. I want you to act out. I'm going to send something into your life that I'm going to have somebody come to you. They're going to call you the N-word if you're black, and you're going to like, oh, hell no. I ain't taking that no more. And then you're going to go off, and then your dark behind is going to be in jail. Programmed. I've already talked about on yesterday's show that in my first marriage, my first wife kept a journal. And she pulled it out and she told me, look, every September, look, last 25 years, you crashed and burned. Remember this year? Yeah, we moved. Remember that year? Lost your car. Remember that year? You got fired. Remember that year? You got caught cheating. Remember that year? And she had this list. And she showed it to me. When I saw it on paper, I was like, damn. It kind of shocked me because, I knew I had some concerns and some issues, but I've been living Groundhog's Day. Same shiznits. In the movie Westworld, they did the same thing, except different races, the Chinese, black, Indians, Hispanics. Everybody's doing the same thing. So you know there's a Hispanic version of you walking around. There's a Chinese version of you walking around. There's a Caucasian version of you walking around. There's an African-American version of you walking around. But nobody talks about it because nobody knows it, because we don't have a bird's eye view. So this, my brothers and sisters, affects your expectations. What affects your expectations? If you expect something to happen and it doesn't happen, what happens? You are dissed, brother. You've just been dissed, sister. Let me make sure you understand. Anybody want to set an appointment to be dissed? Let me make an appointment for you today. so you can go see Dr. Dis. Now, you got to make an appointment. You just can't show up at Dr. Dis with no appointment. You got to be disappointed. So let me make the appointment so that way you can be dissed, a.k.a. dogged, a.k.a. doormat, a.k.a. walked on, a.k.a. pissed on, a.k.a. do we need to go? Do we need to continue going? Okay, you got it? Okay, you got it. So if you want to go visit and make an appointment with Dr. Dis, set an expectation outside yourself that depends upon somebody else. Unrealistic expectations, misplaced dependencies, the spirit of expectation. So you mean to tell me, Brother Will, now this is me. Again, I'm not reading this shit out of no book. This is real life. I used to meet a woman, and I would expect her that, you know, she needs to do something for me. And I've actually met women who told me that too. I need you to do something for me. I need you to pay a light bill. I need you to pay my phone bill. I need you to do something for me, boo-boo. Ain't no free rides. I got up out of there as quick as I could. Now, let me make sure you understand. Is there anything wrong with assisting, taking care of somebody, you know, what they call it now, when you go out to eat and people go in Dutch, I think that's what they call it. Is there anything wrong with that? Absolutely not, brother. What's wrong is when you project your expectations onto somebody else without sitting down, having a conversation with them, and they agreeing to it, making sure you're telling them all the, you know, small points. See, in relationships, most people, they don't do that. They meet boo-boo, you know, and they like him, he likes her, and then y'all moving together. Nobody sets no expectations. Nobody talks about something. Okay, who's going to do the dishes? Who's going to do the laundry? Who's going to do vacuuming? Who's going to do this, that, and the other? They just kind of move together, and they just figure it's going to work out through osmosis. And then when it doesn't, oh, man, you go see Dr. Dis because you just made your appointment with Dr. Dis because you are disappointed. You cannot be disappointed if you keep your expectations in your freaking pocket. Brother Will, now again, this is a message for me. I just invited y'all along to listen. Why you can't see yourself? So I'm looking in the mirror and it's a little hazy. I'm like, damn, I know I'm dark, but shit, I ain't that dark. How come I can't see me? And I turn on the light, and I still couldn't see me. So I'm looking for me, man. I'm trying to find me. Who am I? What am I supposed to be being? What am I supposed to be doing, and what am I supposed to be having? Well, if you go talk to the, you know, John Avanzini and, you know, Purple O'Dollar and Mike Murdoch and, you know, the name it and claim it preachers, God wants you wealthy, brother, healthy and wise. Or you go out and hang out with the, you know, the self-help movement, you can have anything you want. The law of attraction, you just put it in your mind. You just visualize it, brother. And you just add some emotion to it, and bam, shows up in your driveway. Oh, I tried both of them dogs. Neither one of them suckers hunt. See, there's something called a design, but it's not called that in the ancient text. Oh, no. See, in the ancient text, it's called telepathic grill. Like the Holy Grail, but it's the Holy Grail, without the word holy, it's the grail. I say grill, but grail, grid, but it's telepathic. It's not verbal. Now, in the movie Westworld, they break it down for you because at the end of the movie, at the last episode, I can't wait for the next episode because then they break it down because she's just discovering her power. Now, I just discovered this a long time ago. You can get a lot more shizness done. That's why I say whatever you can do with your dollars, money, I can do with my brain. Now, I used to be able to do it with my tongue. My verbal commands was on point. I had the mouthpiece, but that dog don't hunt no more. See, the enemy elevated his game, so now you got to elevate yours. You can't use verbal commands anymore. You need mental ones. But see, you're putting all your expectations into somebody else's pocket. Or, remember what number one reason why you can't see yourself, number one, outside demonstration. You're too busy looking at something and someone else that you can't even see yourself. Now, I know it's contrary to your theology, I understand. Number two, spirit of expectation. You are expecting somebody else to see you when you don't even see yourself. Now, I had this one big. I used to get mad at my wife all the time. I'd be like, damn it, you didn't listen to my freaking shows. You're not supporting me. You're not this, that, and another. I'm going to take my ball and go home. And then the big G slapped me upside the head with a 2x4 and said, Negro, you don't even support yourself. How the hell you think somebody else is going to support you? You don't even believe in yourself, and you want somebody else to believe in you? You don't even read your own damn book, and you want somebody else to read it? Go sit down. So I had to start believing in myself. And guess what? When I started reading my own stuff, I was like, damn, that book is actually pretty good. I started listening to my own shows, and I'm like, hey, I'm not as dumb as I thought. Go figure. Then I started liking myself. Strangest things in sliced bread. All of a sudden, I start falling in love with me because I start freaking paying attention. Because it's not free. See, I was paying everybody else instead of freaking paying myself. See, I don't know if you understand. Now, again, this is just the intro. We're going to be doing an intro. We're going to do like 2 weeks worth of the intro because what we're getting ready to share on June the 1st is going to mess your theology up. So I'm giving you the warning right now. June 1st, you do not want to be on that show, brother. Because I'm going to activate your superhuman powers. Not me, but the big G. Now, the big G just told me to tell you that get ready. Because the earth lines, the ley lines, the dream lines, the dragon lines are the super highway that spirit beings travel. All dimensional beings travel these lines, brother. Now, the Native Americans, they already know this shit. They tried to tell us, but we wasn't listening. Let me rephrase that. They tried to tell me, but I wasn't listening. See, I worked with Native Americans back in this letter when I was in New Mexico. And they used to tell me about the dragon lines. They used to tell me about how the vortex, and they just talked about it, but I didn't understand what the hell they was talking about. Like, what the hell is that? And they talked about how to harness your chi, and they said, you do not overstand. Every military base, every stadium, every major monolithic statue is built on a ley line to cap the energy to keep you from getting it. And the Native Americans, they had this medicine wheel in the middle of the reservation. And I asked the chief, what the hell is that? And the chiefs told me something that I'll never forget. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is extremely important. I have that medicine wheel inside the Dear Canoe report. I just didn't understand what it was. Now, he told me this many, many years ago. And he said, this wheel controls, because it's based upon spirit, mental, physical, and the emotional energy that's aligned with earth, wind, fire, and the ether. That goes with north, south, east, and west. That is the interconnection of heaven and earth. This allows you to connect as above, so below. And then he shares some more deeper stuff with I'll be sharing on June the 1st about the esoteric power of a medicine wheel, which is the wheel of time, which is inside the movie Doctor Strange. It's a dimensional portal, but we don't know how to use it. And since we can't see it, we can't be it. So the powers that be, they understand this. And they understand the significance of what a medicine wheel is and what it does, along with a mandala, which is, again, kind of like Mandela, but it's the same. It has to do with under, over, and understanding energy. Now, I don't know if you understand, especially from a Buddhist or a Hinduism perspective, when I studied mandalas back in the day, they was just geometric patterns. But that was before I understood the power of the kirkha, or the church, or the circle, for spiritual significance is in that. So there is another reason, or the third reason, why you can't see. Therefore, you can't be. And the third reason why you can't see is exactly what the Bible says. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. Now, it's not knowledge. I posted on my Facebook before, my Facebook page this morning. Knowledge is power. Oh, yeah. You get some knowledge, brother, you can impress all the girls. You might get a few digits. But you're not going to blow no cookies. You won't curl your toes. Applied knowledge. Yeah. That's the meal ticket right there. See, the third reason why you can't see yourself, you accumulated knowledge. You got all of this knowledge. Oh, Brother Will, you got what? How many books you got, brother? 50 books? Oh, dude. Man, you've read how many shows? 5,000 shows? Man, oh, dude, how long have you been doing this? 25 years? Oh, man, you a very knowledgeable dude. How much this shit is you applying? Well, what had happened was the way my savings account is set up. Yeah. See, knowledge, the devil got knowledge. Everybody got knowledge. I mean, we live in a day and age. You can just go to the internet and just type in the word and research it. Knowledge is available for everybody. Man, I ain't impressed, boo-boo, because you got knowledge. This is what I told the big G. I'm master teacher, 33. He wasn't impressed. See, the reason why you can't see is because all the knowledge you got is you're not applying it. Oh, you're learning and you, right? And the Bible says always learning, but never coming to the truth. That was me. There's three reasons why you can't see yourself. So you got to be somebody. If you do not deal with these three reasons before June the 1st, what I share with you on June the 1st is not going to do you any good. You got the Dear Kinnear Report, probably collecting dust. If you're part of the life management system, you don't even listen to none of the shows. Not you, but, you know, people you know. Why? You too busy doing other shiznits. Again, not you, but somebody you know. Number one reason why I've showed you yourself. If anybody want to know yourself, do it on one-on-one. Just say, Brother Will, I need you to show me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take out your life optimization circle. And I'm going to take that circle, and I'm going to tell you, if you want to blow your cookies, that circle is in documents that they found at 6,000 plus years old. Exactly what I have in my book. How did I know? I did this before I discovered this, just like I did everything else. God gives me the information before he gives me the proof. That is how me and him roll. We got a relationship like that. You know, we just cool like that. So I'm like, what the is this? So he said, go watch the movie Doctor Strange again. So I watched it again. Still didn't get nothing. Then I watched Westworld and ding, 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 ding. Then I saw the Universal Soldier way back Von Dahm movie, an old one. And then I saw this new Marvel comic movie. Then I saw Black Panther, and I see, oh, they hiding the truth in plain sight. They putting it in the movies because they're trying to move me away from the truth. They put it in there, but they got it coded. So Thanos is really Theos. Don't tell nobody I told you. So without overstanding these three things, what three things, Brother Will? Number one, you got a ruling disposition. That ruling disposition is outside demonstration. Now, that outside demonstration, what you're observing outside, is affecting what's going on inside. I was talking to my daughter today, and like I said at the beginning of the show, and she's on a call. I know she won't mind me sharing this with you. And we were talking about her granddaughter, you know, having some behavioral issues in school. And, okay, Dad, what do we do? So I was breaking it down for her as to why these issues are taking place, which was number two, spirit of expectation. So my daughter's doing very, very well financially. So my little granddaughter is the only child, and, you know, every toy, she lives in a very affluent lifestyle. So she goes to public school, and it's like, what the hell is this? There's no electronics. Nobody's catering to me. Nobody's bringing me my food. I don't have three wardrobes I can change. Five-year-old kid. So I'm telling my daughter, Sade, you're actually empowering the bad behavior. by setting the expectation so high. The only person that can keep it there is you. So whenever she's not around you, everybody else is a disappointment. What are you expecting, my brother? What are you expecting, my sister? That's unrealistic. See, you spend so much time outside yourself doing all the stuff. When you come home, when it's just you, yourself, and I, all three of y'all are sitting there, and you're not impressed with yourself because you're overly impressed with someone else. See, this overexposure to other things outside the self make the self look boring. See, how do I know? What y'all think I did for 50 years? I was chasing a white rabbit for 50 years, homie. 50 years I've been chasing the carrot, man, trying to find something because I didn't want to come home to me, myself, and I, because all three of us, we were boring, man. We were functional illiterates. You know, we're not, you know, we didn't got, you know, we're not gifted. We ain't got a bunch of money. You know, we ain't got all this. I mean, yeah, come on. I'm not like a Will Smith or Denzel Washington. I'm just a short black man from the country. Who wants to hang out with a short dude, short black dude from the country? Like, for real? So I wasn't impressed with me. So I say, okay, let me go find somebody else. Oh, yep, I'm impressed with that dude. So let me hang out with that dude. So this outside impression leads to an inside depression. So I was depressed, homie. I didn't tell nobody. See, I had this fake bravado. I walked around carrying myself. Oh, yeah, you know how we do. I had the Napoleon complex. I had the little man disease. So I want to fight everybody. You know what I'm saying? I was like a firecracker. You look at me wrong. What the hell you looking at? I wasn't going to bust a grape, though, but I had everybody fooled. Why? Depression. What caused the depression? Spending so much freaking time chasing somebody else's dream that I lost my own. And then the third piece of the puzzle, remember number one? Outside demonstration overrides inside revelation. Number two, you give the keys to your happiness to somebody else. The spirit of expectation. You expect somebody else to do for you what you should be doing for yourself. See, I had a bad childhood, man. Everybody owed me. I expect, hey, what? I'm black too? Oh, man. What's my 40 acres and a mule? In fact, it's been so long, I want two mules and make it 80 acres. So I walked around like the white man owed me something. Somebody going to pay me, man. And then nobody was like, no, nigga, we ain't paying you nothing. I was like, what? I thought I was getting paid. So I went through all of that for what? For nothing. Number three, knowledge. So I went through all of this crap in my life, man. I got a bunch of knowledge. You can tell me I can spot a demon on another planet. I've been through all kind of cray-cray stuff. I got a plethora of knowledge. How much of it am I applying to my real life? How much is my knowledge being applied? Those three things prevent you from seeing your true worth and your value. So you think something outside of you has more value than what's going on inside of you. Wow. Yeah, he had me confused too. Had me controlled, and I made the appointment with Dr. Dis, and I was disappointed. Yeah, me and Dr. Dis, man, he know me by name. Hey, Brother Will, you coming back to see me? Hell no, dude. I'm not disappointed any longer. Me, myself, and I, all three of us, we happy. We doing good. Got a couple of dollars in our pocket. We're in our good health. Man, got a beautiful wife. Man, life is good. So me and Dr. Dis, I give him the finger every time I see him. Say, hey, Brother Will, you coming back today, brother? Bump you, homie. And the horse you rode in on. I don't hang out with Dr. Dis no more. I'm not interested in being disappointed. I keep the keys to my happiness in my own damn pocket. Thank you very much. I'm not being caught up. Now, remember, he tries. He got some stuff been going on, still going on. I had a big, major issue, man. Just talked to my daughter a few minutes ago, right for the show. Some shitness is popping off. They're saying, hey, Captain Sable Blank, we need you, brother. Put your cape on. Go get your horse, and let's go. Let's go save the world. I'm retired. What? Man, I love saying no now. I'm understanding the power of no. Hey, Brother Will, can we know? And Brother Will couldn't know. Well, then Brother Will, no. My kids call me, hey, Dad, no. I'm liking no. Me and no, we getting along good. I'm understanding the power of no. So I'm getting rid of all of this outside demonstration that normally gets all of my attention, and I'm maintaining my inside revelation. I'm not expecting somebody to do something for me that I should be doing for myself. Now, if somebody pulls alongside of me and say, hey, Brother Will, we want to help you process deal, commit reports, brother, and guess what? We're not going to take your shit in it and go behind your back and sell it to somebody else. If that ever happens, hey, that's awesome. But until then, guess what? I'll be processing my own reports. I don't have no expectations. I'm not interested. Why? God gave me a plethora of energy. That's why I work out 3 times a day. So I can take some of that energy and focus it on processing reports. So my energy is not, my expectations are not outside of me. I expect me. If I'm going to make $1 million this year, guess how I'm going to get there? Me. I'm going to figure it out. Me and God. We're going to figure it out together. Number three, the knowledge I got, I'm going to apply it. I'm not going to put it on the shelf anymore. I'm going to make sure that my knowledge is applied. If you do not have applied knowledge, you can't see yourself because the knowledge is coming from yourself. So if you are ignoring yourself, you can't apply, you can't know the edge knowledge. You don't have no knowledge because you're ignoring the knowledge. And if you got a spirit of expectation, you expect somebody else to do something for you that you should be doing for yourself. And if you're so busy taking care of somebody else and paying attention to what's going on outside of you, all of this outside demonstration that's going on is overriding your inside revelation. You can't see yourself. You can't be who God has designed and gifted you to be if you're too busy looking outside of yourself, if you're expecting somebody else to research yourself for you, or you're not taking the knowledge of yourself and applying it so that way you can deploy yourself instead of being employed by somebody else. If you don't see worth and value in yourself, you telling me you see worth and value in someone else. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think that's true. Matter of fact, I know there's nothing and no one and no place more important. They may be equally, but there's nothing more important than you. You don't have to look down. You don't have to look up. All you got to do is look across. And guess who you're going to see waving at you? You're going to see me. Why? We're all made in the image and likeness of the big G. So, brothers and sisters, you have worth and value. Regardless of what anybody has told you, you have it. All you got to do is stop paying attention to what's going on outside of you. Stop expecting somebody else to show you. And stop not applying what God has told you. You know what to do. You're just not doing it. You're not applying it. And the real reason why these three exist is because what we're going to be talking about on June the 1st, the rest of the shows this week, and doing our one-on-ones, and that is the inability to identify your true design. So we're going to be going into detail, especially for all the life management members doing the one-on-ones. We are breaking down the 12 rays that establishes your geomancy or your ley lines, your dragon lines, your dream lines, your spirit lines, if you want to get into it, where you understand that you are the master of your own grid. You are the grid engineer. Nobody else should be playing with your planetary grid, your spiritual grid, and your mental grid, but they are. You need to stop allowing people, the dominant culture, whether it's through ley lines, whether it's through genetically modified organisms, whether it's through fluoride, whether it's through freaking the music, they are manipulating your chi, your prana, and the pneuma. It's time for you to over, under, and understand you are in a dimensional, informational war. This is called the golden bowl in the book of Ecclesiastes. It is time for you to understand there's an etheric energy war. You are in the midst of it, and they got control of your electromagnetic body or your aura. And it is your job to take the grid and engineer it, become the architect of your own grid instead of allowing somebody else to manipulate you by going in and playing with your nodes and all of the other systems inside the body as we break that down starting June the 1st. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May some bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm going to get this because I got this. I'm going to get this because I got this. I'm going to get this because I accept that I got this.
Yeah. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy ton. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend one. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah, I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze us. No more stuff in the placement. Cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.